In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. John Zmarek joining us now, stream.org. John, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
We're doing okay. How's the weather back where you are?
Finally, it's warm. I'm back in shorts.
So nice.
It's a standard February, March in Texas. But I was without heat or light for 3 days and without water for most of the rest of the week. The only thing that kept me alive was under a bunch of blankets with my two beagles to try to stay warm. It was 0 degrees outside.
In a first world country.
It's because the energy companies did not bother to weatherize their natural gas facilities.
That's a lot of it. You are correct.
Hey, John, can I ask you really quick here? Is some of that a little bit understandable, though? I mean, this was such an unusual cold spell for Texas. I would have advised they weatherproof better and be more prepared. But, you know, it's kind of hard to see something this unusual coming.
Well, it happened in 1989.
Yeah.
And
it cost
$17 billion in damage and a bunch of people died.
Yeah, John, I have family down that way. And John, you know from being there that they, I mean, yes, this was unusually cold what they just went through. But I really was aghast by the fact that they do not winterize and weatherize their gas generation facilities better than what. And they just don't do it. We in Colorado, you know, cold states, we do. I think Texas had a wake-up call, and they need to.
Absolutely.
So anyways.
I got a column at stream.org that I wanted to talk about called Can Yale Be Saved? Can Its Graduates? We did a video livecast with me, author Eric Metaxas, writer Robert Oscar Lopez, and Declan Kunkel. All of us Yale grads from different points in time. And it had to do with, at Harvard, they're actually circulating a petition among students to revoke the diplomas of Trump supporters.
Jeez.
They want to make an Ivy League diploma kind of like a revocable license. You know the way Netflix can suddenly cancel your movies, or Amazon can take things out of your Kindle library if they decide to. Well, they want to make everything like that. They want to say that all the work you did in college, all the stuff you learned, all the books you read, all the papers you wrote, and all the tuition you paid, the student loans you took out and repaid with lots of interest, all of that can be wiped away with the stroke of a pen if some snowflake, thin-skinned little brats currently at the university decide that you voted wrong. I don't think they even did that in the Soviet Union.
Well, they don't. And by the way, I don't think there's any way they can do that, since that's nowhere in the agreement that you sign going into their college when you're putting down all that money, when you're buying
that's
their
right.
product. If I'm buying your
right.
product, you'd better warn me that based on this, you could take away the end result.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess I can foresee them just refusing to send out transcripts, deleting your name from files. I mean, these people, they're crafty. They can really screw you over, and even just mess up your recommendations vanish. But the thing is, how are we putting up with schools like this? Why aren't conservatives rallying to use the government to fight back? If we ever have another honest election, and we ever elect another conservative president, and these are open questions, but if we do, we should be defunding these colleges, defunding everything except maybe the STEM programs. We should look into their tax exemptions, look into the status of their of their massive multi-billion-dollar endowments. Maybe they should be taxed. If universities, and for that matter, media organizations, big companies like Amazon, if they set themselves up as enemies of the American people, then we ought to treat them that way. No more of this pro-business, free market gobbledygook, which only seems to apply when it doesn't hurt the left. When the left wants to say, private property is sacred, so go start your own Facebook book, go build your own internet, then they use it. But then if you use your property in ways they don't like, they try to destroy you, and they invoke the power of the government all the time. I'm afraid we need to fight the cultural war the way the Viet Cong fought the Vietnam War.
John, let me ask you something, because first of all, that'd be awfully... I would love to see that happen and see them defunded, but we had conservative and Republican administrations and we never got rid of the endowment of the arts, much less what you're talking about with education. Is there any way, now that we're seeing this burgeoning conservative economy, right? People buying a million MyPillows and all this kind of stuff.
Is
there any way that Trump and others could put together some conservative universities?
You know, the problem is the left is better at gaming all these systems. We built they were conservative when they were built.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. In their formation, they were, right?
Yeah, everything from the Jesuits and the Catholic Church overall to a lot of evangelical colleges, the left is better at understanding how to gain power and how to use power. We tend to be clueless idealists who let the left take over our institutions, then we wring our hands about it, and then we found a new one, and it gets taken over. We have to understand better the Machiavellian power dynamics of how to keep control of institutions, and we need to recognize not to take the liberals at their word, not to let them gaslight us, and especially not to let them use fake charges of racism and just fold like a cheap tent every time they play the race card. Oh, okay, Stacey Abrams, you can stuff ballot boxes because we're so scared of being called racist that we'll just let you steal the election. We need to start thinking long-term and strategically and not being afraid of fake charges of racism.
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, will they have a really good football team at Zemirak U?
No, they would not.
Will Zemirak U, you know, allow guys to participate in girls' sports?
If I were to run a university, it would have really good saber fencing and equestrian and fox hunting, because those are the sports that I like.
There we go.
I'm not going to insist on that.
John, always
please
good.
Please read me at stream.org.
Well, all right, we'll do it. Good stuff, John, as always. Again, find John at Zemirak, Zemirak, Zemirak at stream.org. Flesh and Beck is up next, folks. And I had a question that actually came in late last night, and I basically referred this to Kevin Flesh, which was, this, Andy, you'll appreciate, my employer is going to require me to get a vaccine. Is that legal or not? And I'm like, you know what? This is a legal question that, frankly, I think I have an answer to, but I better not call Kevin Flesh instead, because this is the stuff that he can actually take care of. That's what he does.
I wonder if a lot of people contact Kevin, if he can do something on a wider basis.
I probably can. So yeah. There you go. So give Kevin a call today. Any questions you've got legally speaking, he's your guy. 303-806-8886, or again at fleshlawfirm.com, and it's spelled FLESCH.
Take it from KLZ's personal injury attorney. Distracted driving isn't worth the risk. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law has nearly 25 years of experience helping juries understand the true impact of an injury. He knows how to paint the picture in a juror's mind, equipping them to empathize with his client. Take the woman who recently spent 10 months in the hospital, unable to see her family the entire time. The value of her case goes way beyond hospital bills, because she will never get back that precious time with her grandchildren. You know the statistics. Driving 60 miles an hour, you travel 88 feet per second. It takes you a second and a half to react, which means you've gone about 40 yards, almost half a football field, before you could even start to respond. Then you factor in how quickly your vehicle can stop. Kevin Flesh does his job well, but no amount of money can recover 100% of what you lose. So put your phone away and drive.
All right, folks, Geno's Auto Service. And yes, put your phone away while you're driving. Geno's would back that up as well. The last thing you want to do is have an accident while you're texting and driving or talking on the phone and driving. But you know what? Hey, you own a vehicle. Most of you are driving. A lot of you are driving right now. You need to make sure that vehicle's maintained. And I say it all the time, the cheapest thing that you're driving or whoever will drive is the vehicle you own right now. Keep it in top working order. Geno's can do that for you. It's genosautoservice.com. Geno's with a J, 303-794-6700.
For over 38 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. Right now, you can take advantage of Geno's $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. Mention KLZ Radio and they'll include a free inspection of your suspension. During the winter months, icy roads and potholes can damage your suspension, so it's worth getting it checked out. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa card with a qualifying NAPA steering and suspension parts purchase of $250 or more. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, Geno's backs up their service with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind warranty. Geno's continues to service Larry's automotive customers. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Give them a call or go online to schedule an appointment. And be sure to check out all of their excellent Google reviews. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stop in or visit them online at GenosAutoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, so we talked about I got a text message late last night, or I should say email, asking about if an employer requires a vaccine, do I need to go get one? We'll get Kevin on and really answer this in the future because I think this is going to become a bigger and bigger topic. But Andy asked some great questions even during the break that you all couldn't hear. And, you know, would an employer, if requiring a vaccine, if I required Andy to get one as an employee of mine and he had an adverse reaction, could Andy then sue me as the employer? I would think you could, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Look, if the employer is going – that's labor law. If the employer forces you to do something that causes –
For employment.
Yes.
Which means, by the way, they have to pay for it too.
Right. That causes damage to you. Mm-hmm. Not only can you sue them, obviously, for everything it takes to fix that, but – you can sue them.
Pain, suffering, other things
pain,
as well.
Pain, suffering, and all that. And that's where the price skyrockets.
I think as an employer, you'd be really dumb in doing this,
right,
personally.
So I agree. I think any employer, when something is still too experimental. Okay, I know they put it through various tests and so forth.
Not that much, guys.
But this is nowhere near the testing that we normally put vaccines through.
No, not even close.
Right. So because of that, you're talking about, you coach businesses. Mm-hmm. You obviously, with this stuff being this experimental, you would not coach a business to put itself at risk by forcing people to get the vaccine.
No.
Or even giving any kind of an incentive. If you give any kind of an incentive, that means I'm not giving you things if you don't give it. They can still sue you if they get the vaccine for the incentive. Okay, now let's look at
my
airlines.
My advice to all businesses would be stay as far away from that as you can.
Okay, let's look at airlines who are going, because some airlines are going to be requiring it for travel.
Do you think even with some of what's gone on today with Mississippi, Texas, and some of the other states that they will? Or do you think some of that will now start to back off?
Okay, let me put it this way. I hope they don't because I think it's stupid.
I think it is too.
But
and I think, by the way,
worry
I think they know that.
There are airlines that are run by leftists.
Yes, but they're struggling so much right now that I've seen some of the internal, you know, things that airlines are doing, Andy, and they are scared.
I know they are.
They're scared that they're going to be forced to by the FAA.
Okay,
I don't
good.
Think you're going to see voluntarily any airline do this. I think you could see the FAA push it, but I don't think they'll do it.
Okay, now let's take it another step. The FAA pushes it. You have to fly for your job, which, by the way, if the FAA does this, they're going to open themselves up to massive legal lawsuits. If the FAA pushes it, all the people who have to fly to do their job, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I were them, and let's say you're somebody who wanted to get the shot anyway. You're a vax person, okay.
Right.
And what I would do is then I would go get the shot. And if I have any adverse reaction, I would sue the FAA and say I only got the shot because I had to do it for my job. I have to fly for my job. See what I mean? So if the FAA comes down with that, then everybody gets a reaction and has to fly for their job should just be filing lawsuits.
I'm not going to disagree with you. And I think these, by the way, I would venture to guess that there are people that are on the legal side of the fence, probably much smarter than you and I, that are debating these things probably even as we speak. And I am guessing, hoping that what you and I said a moment ago, that with these other states opening up, that it'll free enough things up that people will finally start to, quote unquote, get back to normal and this will no longer be an issue. Although there's already been some chatter out there when it comes to electronic, you know, passports that have immunizations built into them and, you know, so on and so forth, which, by the way, folks, don't be surprised if that doesn't come, because there are other countries already that if you were to fly there, you're going to be required as you go through immunization to have the proper documentation for certain vaccines and things along those lines, or you can't enter those countries.
Yes, but it's really hard to sue a country.
Agree.
It's very easy to sue.
Totally different situation. You're
a business,
you're right.
Or a branch of the government.
All I'm saying is don't be surprised if, no matter what happens here, that down the road to travel in and out of the country, you wouldn't have to have some sort of an immunization record passport to do so.
Okay. Let me move on
By the way, I think will change a lot of things if that does happen.
I agree.
In a negative way.
Yes.
Not a positive way, negative way.
But let's go positive for a second. Let's talk peer pressure state to state.
Okay.
Okay. We now have South Dakota's roaring at 3% unemployment. Texas wants to follow suit.
Mississippi just
Florida,
said so.
Mississippi, yada, yada, yada. You've got the whiners out there, but they're going to disappear over the next month or two.
Especially as the numbers don't justify the whiners, which it never has anyways.
Right. And by the way, I do know, I'm very confident the media will play up any number they can to the max.
Oh, they can find a little dinky county someplace that has an influx and they'll use that.
Right. They're going to try.
That's right.
But that's only going to hold for a week or two. Here's the thing. Let's look at a month from now. Can the Colorados of the world hold out much longer?
Oh, I don't know. Andy.
Because, my gosh, if people are here's the thing. We are a tourism state.
Right.
And if people are racing everywhere else they can go to have fun rather than come here, which, by the way, is already happening.
They're already coming here, and some are going there.
Right. A lot of South Dakota is roaring off the business we're sending them. The stock show there, by the way, we interviewed their lady while you were gone.
Right.
Just because I wanted to see how their stock show did.
Right.
It was actually, they expected it to be down some just because of all the restrictions and spacing. It was up. John,
amazing.
It was actually up over last year, just over them getting our business. Okay. How long can the idiots of the world like Polis, and I'm just going to call him an idiot.
No, I agree. He is.
Okay. How long can they hold out?
You would hope not much longer. Although, again, Andy, as I said earlier, and I'll stick with this, I think it's going to boil down to what does Oregon, Washington, and California do? That's where we'll do. That's what we'll do. We'll follow suit. We're not going to be the leader there. We're going to be the follower.
Are there so many people? I know there are so many people in our state who are so paranoid and terrified. Can I just use the word stupid?
Yes.
They're COVID stupid.
Yes.
Okay. There are so many people
in
our
state. Well, it's the COVID cult.
Yeah, the COVID cult. Yeah, but it's not a little cult, John.
No, it's huge.
It's over half our state. Mm-hmm. I believe over half our state is COVID paranoid, and they will support anything Polis does. Okay. But the fact is, it's still killing business. The COVID cult isn't spending what they normally would spend.
Nope.
Businesses are still going under because of the COVID cult.
That's right.
How long can he hold out? I wonder. I'm just going to say this. I'm going to make a prediction here. We're in March, beginning of March.
Yep. Yeah, March 2nd.
By May, we got to open up. Even with this imbecile we have in the governor's mansion, we have to open up. Because other states, one by one, are going to do it. They're going to be rocking and rolling and having fun. You can't hold out much longer.
Yeah, I think what Polis is going to be really careful of, and just we'll say it like it is, I agree with what Andy's saying, is if you don't have things opened up by the beginning of May, we all know Memorial Day rolls around. We know how many people come to Colorado to camp, fish, all the different things that happen that time of the year. I mean, they come from all over the place, Kansas, Nebraska, you name it. I think the risk you run as the Colorado governor, if you don't get things opened up by then, is those people will go to whatever states are open. If Utah's open, they'll drive to Utah instead. If New Mexico, which, by the way, won't be because they're worse than us, but
Utah's a
they'll
great
go
example.
Other places.
Utah and Wyoming are places people don't go because they go to Colorado.
That's right, but they will in this case.
Wow.
If we're not open.
And Utah and Wyoming will definitely follow suit with these states.
I think so. I think you're right on that.
They will.
Yeah. Now, like I said a minute ago, New Mexico, unfortunately, they're run by a moron that's probably a bigger moron even than Polis is.
Right.
Because they've done more draconian things than we have and really killed business in New Mexico, which, by the way, they couldn't afford to do in the first place.
Although New Mexico is actually second in the country in vaccination rate.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're way ahead of us. We're down around 2021. And so
Well, then they may just say, hey, man, we got the right. Yeah, you could be correct there. They could just say, yeah, we're going to open things up. Great question. But to your point, if some of this isn't open up here in Colorado in a timely fashion, people will find other states to go to.
Right.
It's just the natural tendencies.
All those liberals running all those mountain towns who vote for Polis are losing so much money. At some point, will they wake up just a little bit? Probably not. They probably never will.
No, because
they can lose their businesses and they don't
care. That's the problem. They haven't. That's the issue with the mountain towns.
Oh, John.
They haven't.
I went up there at one point. Gosh, it was a couple months ago. A number of businesses are gone.
Yeah, but they haven't lost what a lot of the other areas have. And the reason for that is because, especially the ones that are close to the ski areas, they've still let the ski things be open, and there's been tons of traffic in and out, and they've done fine. I mean, they haven't done as well as they normally would do, but it hasn't been, you know, dismal like what it has been in other places.
But you know what it's like. Peak season, you've got to stack up the big money to get you through the down season, and for those towns, the down season's coming. This is peak season, John. They're supposed to be raking in huge money, not some money, not money to get by. They're supposed to be raking in the – this is the 7 years of plenty.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is going to work for them.
Well, I'm one that says that by the beginning of May, frankly, it's happened right now, but you know, but the latest – I should say it that way. At the latest beginning of May, there's no reason why we're not open right now. You can go look at the numbers. We should be right now.
Oh, absolutely.
There's no reason why we're still closed down now. Stupid. No reason why I have a mask mandate in this state.
Do you see some counties around the state basically looking at Texas, Mississippi, and this, you know, the red counties.
The well
and just
counties?
Saying, yeah, and just saying, that's it. That's it.
Great question.
Go ahead. Send your state people. Try and pull liquor licenses. We're going to say no.
That's what needs to happen.
Yeah.
Actually, you need to get enough of those type of rural areas, weld counties, and so on, to just basically, you know, tell the governor, you know, shove it. We're going to do whatever we need to do to keep our county running.
I agree.
Take a hike.
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen.
Well, I wonder if it will. Over the next month,
we can
like
only
I
pray
said,
and hope it does.
I'll just, we'll go to break on this. I'm just saying, are we going to start seeing, you know, instead of peer pressure, state pressure, with some of these red counties looking around at some of these other states and saying that's it?
I hope, Andy.
Okay.
I really do. Affordable interest mortgage is next. And if you want a free inspection of your current mortgage and what can be saved or done for you to either take some of that equity and do something else with it, you know, look at doing different things financially speaking, or just save money across the board, give Kurt a call today. 720-895-0500. 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where our reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, folks, a good shop where, yeah, we did have snow last week, and yes, you could have had a collision. I hope not, but if you did and you need to get things fixed, or even if you just got a fender bender, hey, go to a good shop. They'll take care of you, get your vehicle up to speed, and they work with all the insurance companies as well, and you are in charge of that. Even if an insurance company says go someplace else, you can go to a good shop. Find them at klzradio.com, 720-541-7697.
Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to improve because they want to help more people. Al Sturm started A Good Shop because he saw a need. Back when he worked as an insurance adjuster, Al got a call from a confused customer looking for some help after a collision. Once Al had walked him through his insurance claim, this customer wanted to know what he should do next. Al told him, the first thing you do is find a good shop. Even back then, Al saw the way the corporate conglomerates ran the auto body industry. They dictated the process so their customers didn't have much of a choice. Al wanted to give his customers options. Today, Al and his team at a good shop in North Glen and Commerce City keep on finding new ways to control the quality of their work so they can provide an alternative to the big guys. After a collision, the first thing you do is find a good shop. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
All right, RoofMax. Hey, Dave Hart at RoofMax. In fact, I've been talking to Dave quite a bit here lately. He has got a $200 off March special for roof regeneration. And rejuvenation, I should say. And it's a great deal, by the way, and you will save money down the road when it comes to rejuvenating your roof. Most of you don't know this, but if you read your policy, you'll find that a roof replacement isn't free. You all have deductibles. And in fact, some cases, the deductible is a value of either the roof or the cost of the house itself. It depends on how the policy is written. So you're better off to not even have to do the roof, rejuvenate it, put the money there, and avoid a claim altogether. Call Dave today. Get a free roof inspection, 303-710-6916.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, about a half an hour of the show left, or about 25 minutes, I should say, myself, Andy, and Charlie. Toby is next. Toby, welcome.
How are you today?
I'm good, Toby.
So am I. I was reading in the fence post that I got yesterday, and it says the folks in Denver turned their back on ag industry.
Yep.
And they wouldn't let us have our major national cattle show because they insisted on keeping their state locked down. That put the stability of the U.S. beef industry in danger, so we started a new tradition here in Oklahoma City, and the Cattlemen's Congress brought $50 million to our economy.
Wow.
And they invited them back next year.
Wow, amazing. Yeah, I think we missed that one here in Denver. I really do. I think that could have been handled much differently. But of course, you know, Toby, I can say that all the powers that be, whether that be Polis Hancock or even some of the other mayors around the state, it wasn't going to happen. I don't care. I don't even care what the National Western Stock Show did. They weren't going to allow it. Period. Unfortunately.
Yeah, and then they said Polis has a March 20th meet out.
Yep, which is so the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Never before in our state's history will so much meat have been eaten.
In one day.
In one day. Everybody is talking about eating meat.
He's doing for the meat industry what Obama did for the gun industry, Toby.
Yep.
So the reality is this is backfiring on him big time.
It says the Sterling Livestock Commission is having a meat out day to support the state's protein industry, according to this. Jason, all of the proceeds from the event will donate to the local children's charity. Livestock Exchange and Brush is having a meet-in as well as promoting protein industry.
Yep. So no, and we've been promoting that here. And Toby, again, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much. And she is spot on. And, we will continue to promote March 20th as All Steak Day.
Oh, yes.
Not the other. Sorry. I just think as a – I've been going back and forth with a couple of texters on this, and some are like, well, why is this such a big deal to you? You know why this is such a big deal to me?
Why?
Because we are a beef state. We raise beef and cattle in this state. We're not a hog state. We're not a chicken state. We are a beef state. It's what we do in Colorado. We farm, we raise animals, we raise livestock, a lot of those being cattle that go to market. We've got meat, we have got meat processing plants that are here in Colorado. This is a meat state. And so when you as a governor come out with some sort of an acknowledgement like Governor Polis did, it's like having the Cattlemen's Association in front of you and spitting on them like a spittoon. That's all you're doing as a governor. You're basically saying, you guys have no value. We don't care about meat in Colorado. We're going to have a no meat day in Colorado because I'm an utter moron.
Can I add to this? Another thing I really hate, you're totally right. You're totally right. Another thing I hate about it is that here in Colorado, we shouldn't have a governor lecturing us all the time.
Thank you, Andy.
I am sick of it.
I am too.
Why are you lecturing me on when I should eat this? When I don't say, well, I'm not commanding you. I don't care if you're commanding me. Why are you saying it at all? Why are you taking it upon yourself to lecture me as to what day I should or should not eat something?
You know what my answer to him is, Andy? I don't swear very often, but he's the first one to say, wear your damn mask. I'm going to come back to him and say, do your damn job.
Yeah.
Because the reality is, this isn't your job.
People are losing jobs, yeah. and you're
having a no
meat
day is not his job.
Yeah. Now, if you want to do something that's pro something, have All-State Donut Day or something, that's neat. That's fun.
Knock your socks off.
But to say don't eat something on a certain day, not your job, big fella.
Yeah.
Not your job.
No, basically, he's calling it. What is it called? No meat day. What's the actual technical term, Charlie? I can't remember. It's not veggie day. I think it's like no meat day or something stupid like that. I don't even know what he said.
Idiot.
I don't care. He's an idiot.
Idiot day.
What a moron.
I mean, what a moron. And obviously it was going to backfire.
Did he not think about that?
I don't know.
Did he not think this was going to backfire on him?
This guy really thinks it is his job to lecture us on how to live our lives.
And
I think the whole COVID thing has given him such a feeling of power. He doesn't even understand reality anymore. He doesn't.
Oh, sorry. Meat out day.
So meat out day.
No beef day. Same thing.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. It's like this guy honestly has this God complex.
Yeah,
nowadays.
He does.
It's just like Bill Gates.
By the way, you can see that in him.
Bill Gates has a God complex.
He sure
I'm
going
to block out the sun. This guy has a God complex. I'm going to now tell people across Colorado when they should eat meat.
Which, real quick, on just FYI,
yeah,
I don't like his lifestyle, and I don't want that imposed upon me. I don't like any of his lifestyle. I don't like the way he governs. I don't like his family situation. I don't like his sexual preference. I don't like the fact that he thinks that he and everybody else from Boulder should govern this state. I don't like anything about the guy. So please don't lecture me on how I'm supposed to live my life.
Have you noticed
Right?
Yes, I agree. Have you noticed over the last decade, it's the people who don't like God who have God complexes?
He has a big one. You can see it in
his
attitude.
I mean, I'm serious.
You can see it in him.
These people who don't like God mm-hmm. want to be God.
They have the biggest complexes, as you just said.
Yes.
Agree.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, there's nothing that I've seen him do yet, especially through COVID, that I feel has benefited this state any way, shape, or form.
Oh, nothing.
Joining the states of California, Oregon and Washington, number one, was a huge mistake. Why do we in Colorado, who are as far away from them as we are, need to join forces with West Coast states? Yes, we're in the West, but we are not the West Coast. I could have seen us, joining up with South Dakota, Wyoming, Nebraska, Utah, something like that maybe. But again, we're Colorado. We didn't need to team up with anybody. Just do our own thing. So
yeah.
We're supposed to be doing.
Just look at data
right.
And govern accordingly.
We don't need Oregon, Washington, California telling us what to do. In fact, they're the last states that need to be telling us what to do. They got enough of their own problems. I don't want their problems.
Why are we basically taking advice from states that people are fleeing?
Because we're dumb. Because our governor is a moron.
You know, the only reason Oregon and Washington have a fair number of people moving in is because they're fleeing California.
Yeah, and they're just going up north.
Right.
Yeah. And there are, believe it or not, this is what people don't understand as well. Both Washington and Oregon, a lot like Colorado, they do have conservative sections of the state. In fact, in both of those cases, the majority of those two states are conservative, with the exception of the Portland and Seattle areas. Yes. I've been there. I know. There's a ton of conservatives
Eastern
that live
Oregon?
Up there. There's tons.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody thinks, you know, Portlandia and think Oregon and think liberal, just like everybody thinks all of Colorado is liberal. Well, we're not, and they're not.
Yeah, actually, there's a movement, just like we have up here in Weld, they have a movement out there in Eastern Oregon to join Idaho. And they'll have the same problem. They'll get voted down by the people
work.
In Portland.
Yeah, not going to happen.
By the way, I made a mistake.
What?
Well, you know, I just got a big order from Barber's Foods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tons of hamburger and chicken and all this. They got a special. It's great. But I didn't, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, I'll get ahead of, you know, all the prices of meat going up. But what I didn't think about is I'm going to eat all of this meat on the 20th. It's a huge box.
Need more.
No, I'm going to need more.
It's good.
I didn't plan.
Yeah, well, by the way, everything Andy just said a moment ago, and this isn't an ad for Barber's, but I guess it is. You are going to see food prices increasing.
Sure.
You're going to see meat prices increasing. So, yeah, I would tell you do exactly what Andy did and what I've done as well. Get your freezer stocked up now. Take advantage of the prices as they are today, because they are going to be raised by probably 20% to 30% in not the too distant future.
By the way, you know what I really like about their stuff? It's not going to freezer burn.
No, not at all. That stuff's awesome.
And it's super, super duper shrink-wrapped and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, their stuff is dynamite.
Yeah, the stuff you get at the store, you get it, and then you package it yourself in the bags.
Hey, you won't have any issues with this stuff.
3 months later, it's freezer burn.
Oh, yeah. No, this stuff is really – I've talked to Greg about that, and honestly, you could buy meat from Barber's today, throw it in a freezer, and easily eat it anywhere from 18 months to 2 years from now with no problem.
Yeah, but that's not going to last that long, John, because you're going to eat it all in the 20th.
I know. Yeah, I hear you. No, what we're advising that day is not a meat out, but a all meat day.
Oh, yes.
Don't eat anything else but meat.
I'm going to have meats as my side dishes for my meat.
But Andy, what's wrong with being a governor and saying, you know, we appreciate the meat industry. We also appreciate those of you that maybe don't eat meat. You know
right.
what? What we want to do as a state is, you know what? You just enjoy yourself and eat whatever you feel like you need to do for you.
Yeah.
And call it good. Leave it at that.
Right.
Why do we need a no meat day?
You don't.
Thanks.
See, that's just
idiot.
It. If you want to have a vegetable day or whatever, but not a no this or no that day.
Right. Right. All right. We will be back. Don't go anywhere, folks. Novus Auto Glass is up next. And again, by the way, folks that understand everything that we're talking about right now, Novus Auto Glass. If you want to have somebody put in your auto glass that believes the way you do, and I don't focus on this enough. Do you guys realize that there's even some glass companies out there that I guarantee you, because of their size, I would be shocked if they're run by conservatives. Shocked. I can tell you that in the case of our Novus owners here that we're talking about today, all conservatives. Why? Because I know each and every one of them individually. They're on our side. They're on our team. That's why they're here.
So get your windshield done with them. And they go to the same insurance companies
That's
as
right.
everyone else.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that very much, what Andy just said. He's exactly right. Find a Novus location near you. It's Novus. Just go to rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Choose an agent that represents you, not the insurance company. Call Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts, an independent insurance broker, for a complimentary analysis of your current insurance plans. 303-423-0162.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And by the way, here's a side note, or good note, I should say. Denver International Airport, DIA, will still rank as the third busiest airport in the U.S. for 2020, even with the pandemic. That's good. Now, they're all down across the board, so.
Okay, I got to ask you a very personal question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if you want to get this real with me, but let's get real. What kind of meat are you going to have on the 20th?
Oh, I definitely have to be beef. I mean, I'm a chicken pork guy as well, but
sure.
Definitely have to be beef. Ribeye, something along those lines.
Because this is going to be like a celebration
day. Yes.
I wonder, here's another question. Do you think the steak restaurants are just going to get overrun?
Yes.
Outback?
Yeah, if I were those guys, I would be really preparing for a busy day if I were those guys. If I'm a steakhouse, you know, somebody that serves a lot of steak, yeah, I think you'd be wise to gear up for that day.
Staff up.
Again, he is becoming the best beef salesman there is now.
You know, I would even go this far. A lot of those places don't open until 4. I'd open early.
Oh, I would too. on a Saturday? Early. I'd probably open at noon that day.
Yeah.
Run
11,
as many people.
11.
Hey, you know, that's another question for you.
Okay.
Given the fact that we're now going to start seeing some openings, and there's even places in Colorado right now where you can have at least 50% in a restaurant, and I think that's going to continue to bunch up. Do you think you'll see restaurants taking advantage of some of that and doing some extended hours and trying their best to make up for some of this lost ground, or will they just go back to their ho-hum, you know, state of existence that a lot of restaurants do?
You mean doing expanded hours from before COVID,
yes,
or what?
Yes.
So even more hours.
Yeah, so they can capture more business?
John, no. And the reason is I still think there are so many idiot paranoids in this state. He has created, you know, just so much paranoia that I think it's going to be people going back in, but it's not going to be the huge pent-up rush that you and I would expect to see.
Again, I don't know, so I'm asking the question. I'm trying to, in my own mind, determine, you know, if I was a restaurant owner, what would I do? Well, I know what I would do, and I would do extended hours and whatever else I possibly could to try to capture as much business and make up lost ground, but I'm different.
I would, too. I'm just saying, I wonder about the Colorado market. It is so terrified. And it just blows my mind. I'm sorry, man, but I go to the store and I see so many people. How many people do you see at the store wearing their mask from the car?
Oh, she's too
from
many.
The car to the store, the store
she's
to the car.
Many.
Right. None of them need to. There is no rule.
No.
And there's no benefit
no,
from it.
But they do.
Okay. So with that in mind, I mean, I understand pent-up demand and people want to get back out to the restaurants. I get that. Okay. Will it be a flood? Or will it just be a rise?
I think it depends on what part of the state you're in.
Okay, Denver Metro.
Some of the outlying areas, I think they'll see a boom because people are just tired of it and they want to go to the restaurant and eat.
Outlying, I agree. Boom.
Inner areas.
Douglas County, boom.
Yeah, inner areas. I don't know, Andy. I think you could be right on the fact that there's a lot of Karens and, you know, nervous Nellies in those areas.
Yes. Yes. You know, I went to a pizza place down in Parker that we actually, Artisan Pizza, that we actually, she came on and interviewed.
Right.
Did delicious pizza, by the way. And she was talking about it. She said some of the people in those outlying areas are real Karens. And they have to watch it. They have to be careful.
Really?
It's frustrating because she doesn't want to. You know, she's just like, you know, this is, come on. Let's just live our lives.
Why are they?
She does
Karens?
Everything very clean and safe and all that, but she's like, let's get back to life. And she has to deal with the Karens who come in or who are watching. That's in Parker. Okay, Parker's more conservative. Considering Arapahoe is what I'm saying.
That's actually sad.
Yeah.
But here's what we've done. We talked about this earlier in the show and even at some of our breaks. Fear is a great motivator.
True.
And, in fact, in some cases, it's such a motivator that you can literally get people to do all sorts of things they wouldn't normally do. For example, I was talking to my dad about this morning. I am still, to this day, although I'm beginning to know now more and more how it is possible, but I've always been amazed ever since I was a little kid, you know, reading about the Holocaust. I just could not wrap my brain around the fact that there were human beings that would do to another human being what the Germans did to the Jews. I just, as a kid, I've always, Andy, struggled with how could somebody actually do that until we entered COVID, and I've watched all of this trained behavior that has literally come down from the powers that be, and they have instilled fear so much in some people that they're willing to turn neighbor in and brother in and so on to where now I can understand what happened in that time and how Hitler was able to do some of the things he did. And I'm guessing that there were a lot of those, you know, guards and individuals that put people into train cars and gas chambers and so on that did it not just because they were following orders, but because they were so fearful of not following them that they would be one of those thrown in that they did exactly what they were told.
The Karens
are
right. Yes, the Karens are in power.
Yeah.
The Karens are in power. And by the way, that's what I worry about with like a Weld County wanting to ramp things up. Too many Karens wanting to bring the legal problems.
John and Cheyenne, you got a couple minutes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, I know it was the end of the show real quick. John, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
First thing first.
Thank you.
Did you see, I was watching Channel 2 this morning early. They got a great weatherman on that channel in the morning. He's almost always right, so I usually turn
it on. That's good.
The rest of it's a bunch of crazy liberal stuff, but Breckenridge, the town of Breckenridge, did you see that?
No, I did not.
They're hiring, okay, they're hiring security guards to patrol Main Street during spring break to ensure that people are wearing their masks outside walking down Main Street.
Oh, my word. How stupid.
Yeah, the big signs as you pull into Breck, and they've got one of the best Nordic centers in Colorado. My wife and I love driving down there to ski there because it's so great.
Mm-hmm.
But they have signs up, mask required on the street, walking down the street.
John, my wife.
It's ridiculous.
John, my wife and I love Breckenridge, haven't been there since they've gone mask Nazi. They've lost our business.
The nice thing is if you know the road up to Peak 7, that's where the Nordic Center is, so you don't have the Nazis there. But I saw a bunch of people. We're going cross-country skiing out in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
And we're on the trail, and people were skiing with their masks.
Idiots. They're complete idiots, John. I don't know how else to say
it. Are you an idiot? We saw it last summer, too. Not as bad, but people, you'd be walking down the trail. They'd be coming past you, and either they'd turn their back and step 4 feet off the trail so you wouldn't make face, or they'd stop and put a mask on.
See, I'm the guy that'll just walk by and shake your hand because I don't care.
Yeah, I'm the same way. You know, it's a beautiful day. You're out in the sunshine.
Enjoy yourself.
The Surgeon General said go outside, fresh air, vitamin, you know.
Yep.
That's good for you.
I agree.
You get it, but no, these morons. And it's brainwashing.
It sure is.
Convince people.
Yep.
And I gave some lady gave me a dirty look in the Costco parking lot in Fort Collins, Timmins, because I didn't have a mask on until I got right to the door. And she gave me a dirty look, and I gave her a stare down.
Good.
Yeah. I
good.
Was like, shoot.
John, I got to run. Good stuff, as always. I appreciate it very much. Purify Chevrolet's up next. If you want to buy a new or used vehicle, it's a place to go. Shop online, purifychevrolet.com or 303-659-8311.
If you haven't walked through the Chevrolet showroom at Purifoy, it's a really fun experience. There's a guest book at the entrance and you look through there. It's actually become sort of a vacation destination for Chevrolet enthusiasts who've come from other countries just to walk around and look at these gorgeous cars and purchase a vehicle. You know, you think of Fort Lupton as a small town and it does have that small town personable feel, but the facilities at Purifoy Chevrolet are really stunning.
You know, I've had the chance to spend time with Rolly Purifoy and he's such a genuine man. He is willing to do anything at that dealership. And in fact, we have seen him doing anything, washing windows, cleaning a floor, redoing the whole Corvette showroom. That's just who he is. He's a guy that is not afraid to get his hands dirty, to do the work. He's more of a servant leader than he is the leader that says, you got to go do this. So that makes me want to buy a car at Purifoy Chevrolet, and that should make you want to buy a car there too.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Wrapping up this Tuesday, myself, Andy, and Charlie. I'll close with this. Folks, please, some of you listening I know are in this camp. Some are not. Don't be fearful, folks. Don't live in fear. There can't be anything worse in your entire being than to live in fear, especially fear over something that most likely will have no effect on you whatsoever.
Amen.
Enjoy your life. Have fun. Stay safe. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow. Wellness Wednesday. Andy, have a great night. Charlie as well. It's still sun.
Woohoo!
A little bit of sunset left. So, hey, have a great evening, guys. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.